Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. Starting in the world of high school volleyball, the state tournament, the final day wrapping up at the Extreme Arena in Coralville as Class 5A championship match went to Iowa City Liberty 3-1 over Pleasant Valley as the Lightning win their first ever title in girls athletics since the school began in 2017. In Class 4A, the second volleyball championship for Cedar Rapids Xavier as the Saints got past the Clippers of Clear Creek Amana 3-1. In Class 3A, it was Davenport Assumption blanking Sioux Center, the 2-seed Assumption 3, the 4-seed Sioux Center 0. In Class 2A, late yesterday afternoon, an upset as Dyke New Hartford falls. The 1-seed goes down to the 2-seed Wolfpack of Western Christian 3-2. And in Class 1A last night, the final match of the 2022 volleyball season, it was Ankeny Christian, the 4-seed, their first time ever at state volleyball as they upend the 3-seed Gladbrook Rhinebeck 3-2. The high school football playoffs continued with quarterfinal play in the 8-player game last night. In Pot A, it was St. Mary's Remsen over Greninger Terrell Ruthven Ayshire 63-14. In Pot B, Lennox beat Fremont Mills 32-8. Pod C saw Newell Fonda get past Gladbrook Rhinebeck 46-36. And in Pod D, it was Waco all over Montezuma 52-7. Tonight, Class A through 5A with all start times of 7 o'clock. Our featured game will be the Northland Lynx in Class A and Pod B, as the Lynx are 9-1 in the quarterfinals for the first time since 1993, the second time in program history, as they take on the Eagles of West Hancock, the defending state champions in Class A and the number one team. Northland's ranked number 6 as West Hancock comes in with a 10-0 record. The game up in Britt tonight. We'll have it all for you right here from KMCH Sports. From our sister station in Forest City, KIOW, Zarin Engesdahl and Tyler Harlow will provide all of the play-by-play and color commentary tonight for Northland football. Pregame starts at 6:30. I'll be joined by the head coach of the Lynx, Jared Collum. We'll also preview the East Buchanan at Grundy Center game. Another Class A matchup, 9-1 Buccaneers at the Spartans, who are 10-0. And also Class 3A game involving our other coverage area team still alive. That's the Independence Mustangs, as Independence at 10-1 is at 9-1 Humboldt to take on the Wildcats. Again, all of our coverage begins at 6:30 tonight right here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, the KMCH app. Also at KMCH.com, our KMCH Sports video stream tonight live from Britt for Northland football as they take on the Eagles of West Hancock. To Iowa Hawkeye football news now, senior linebacker Jack Campbell is one of 12 semifinalists for the 2022 Rotary Lombardi Award. The four finalists for the Rotary Lombardi Award are announced November 17th, with the winner being named December 7th at the annual awards gala in Houston. Campbell is also semifinalist for the Chuck McNorick Award and the Dick Bunkus Award. Campbell and the Hawkeyes at 4-4 overall, 2-3 in the Big Ten, will travel to West Lafayette later on today for a matchup with the Boilermakers, who are 5-3 overall, 3-2 in Big Ten play. 9 o'clock pregame tomorrow morning right here from the Hawkeye Radio Network with 11:03 Iowa time start. It'll also be televised on FS1. To the national scorecard from last night, starting with the NFL and beginning week number 9 of the season, the Philadelphia Eagles continue to roll as they take down the Texans of Houston 29-17. In the NBA, just two games, Orlando over Golden State 130-129. It was Denver beating Oklahoma City 122-110. And in the World Series, the Houston Astros take a 3-2 lead in the series as the Astros beat the Phillies last night 3-2. Off day today for travel. They'll resume the series in Houston tomorrow night. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Friday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.